Good morning. Confession can be found on page 79 of your Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that you have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name, amen. Almighty God, and have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open your lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. You may be seated. The Jubilate can be found on page 82 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. The psalm can be found on the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 45. My heart is stirring with a noble song. Let me recite what I have fashioned for the king. You are the fairest of men. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. King's daughters stand among the ladies of the court. Please be seated for lesson number one.
A reading from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. The voice of my beloved. Look, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle on a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing in at the windows, looking through the lattice. My beloved speaks and says to me, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away, for now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." The word of the Lord.
Canticle 21 can be found on your insert or page 95 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. You are God, You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world of the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your spirits to glory everlasting.
A reading from James, chapter 1. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror, for they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
be seated for the third lesson.
A reading from the Gospel, Mark 7. Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The word of the Lord.
Those who are able, please stand for the Apostles' Creed. Apostles' Creed can be found on page 96 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The prayers can be found on page 97 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Suffrages A can be found in the Book of Common Prayer, page 94. Show us your mercy, O Lord. Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only you can be good and safe.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving
health
among nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten. Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Collect of the day can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts and love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Collect for Sundays can be found on page 98. O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through your worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Collect for Mission can be found on page 100. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessing Son to preach to peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out our spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Nancy, will you come forth with announcements?
Coffee hour. I think we all here know how important coffee hour are going to be for us to stay connected. You can stop and get cookies on the way, or it's been suggested this morning that possibly, if you're too busy, maybe on Saturday or Sunday, bake something ahead of time. We'll get it in the freezer, and we can grab it out. Dishes. Anybody who probably brought dishes maybe a year or two ago, I have them on the table down there. Please pick them up. And Reverend Michael Hartney will be here next Sunday. Also, there are new directories in the back updated. Thank you, Donella Barney. Pick them up. They're on the bench in the back. Are there any other announcements? Mary, you come up? Thank you.
We're going to be resuming delivering meals to Amanda and Billy and their family. We've been doing it by purchasing things throughout the month of August to give everybody a break. But if you're interested in preparing a meal, it's a meal for a family of five, three children and two adults, and I deliver them on Mondays. We provide them with a meal for Monday and Wednesday. We'll start again after Labor Day. So if anybody's interested in providing a meal, I have a sign-up sheet. Just see me after church. Thank you.
Praise ye.
Prayers of the People can be found on page 392. Page 392 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work, for this community, the nation, and the world. For the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For our presiding bishop, our bishop, for Gary and all other bishops and ministers. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation.
For Jeff and Eliza, Danette, Seth, Bradley, Chris, and Gail.
Kimberly J., Don M.,
Hear us, Lord.
Your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
We praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The general thanksgiving can be found on page 101 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness. To us and to all whom you have made, we bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the word by your Lord Jesus Christ, by the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that we truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with your lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.